essentially we have all the fill that dates to the 1870s, 1880s, and 1890s. And it's beautiful stuff.
What we see here on the display table, first of all, are several pieces of, I guess it would be pottery.
Yes, it's ceramics. So we have common everyday redware. There's a crock for food storage. We have salt glazed stoneware crocks, which are heavier grade, and jugs that you see. One of them, which is marked Hamilton, Ohio on it. And then your everyday eatingware. This is whiteware or ironstone. This one is a big ointment crock, which is pretty cool if we would have the whole thing on it. But it also shows canning jars. These are dinner plates, one of which has a Cincinnati mark here, George Scott, who had a pottery along the river on the western side of downtown Cincinnati. And then we have English pottery as well, transfer decorated, sponge decorated, hand painted sort of stuff that was more expensive and usually used for tea service or really fancy sort of dinners. A lot of the stuff you get at these sites, because we're dealing with the common man here in these locations, is this undecorated ironstone or whiteware. That's usually what you get.
Now, next to that are a series of bottles, many of which are intact, some of which are not. One looks like a beer bottle almost. It's a brown in color. And the other ones look like they may have been for medicines of some sort, perhaps.
We have a whole series of beer bottles here. All of these are before automatic bottles, so they have cork stoppers in the top. They don't have the crown caps on beer bottles that we have today. And the neat thing is they're embossed. And if you can,
yeah.
It's very hard to even see, but you can feel it if you rub your fingers over there. And this says H. Niehaus, Cincinnati, Ohio. And here we have a sort of a plaque showing Joseph Niehaus, who started a brewery. It didn't last for a very long time. We also have a Utipole bottle. We have a Young Brewery bottle here, J-U-N-G. And the other thing is we have this wonderful collection of mineral water bottles. And today we see a lot of mineral water. People drink bottled water, mineral water. And it's for health reasons. We suspect a lot of this in the 19th century had to do with mistrust of the city water systems.
What does this tell you about the way the common people lived in Cincinnati in that era?
Well, there's a number of little stories, one of which we just mentioned was this sort of mistrust of water that we can see from the bottles. Another one was one of the things we get is food remain or animal bones, which is mostly what we get when we talk about food remains. And they show a totally different picture than we would see today, so their diet is a lot different. They still have the beef and pork, which we tend to favor today, a little bit of chicken, not as much chicken as we would eat today. But you see other things in the 19th century that you don't see today, particularly sheep, goat, wild turkey, waterfowl.
Now that you have these in your possession, what do you intend to do with them?
First of all, it's a research collection, so it adds to the tremendous amount of urban archaeology collections that we already have. And we also will put a smaller subsection of this on exhibit, some of the pieces, and we usually try to pick pieces that will tell a story.
Bob Genheimer is the curator of archaeology at the Cincinnati Museum Center. I'm Steve Hirschberg.